on social media this morning. At 26 minutes past seven, let me tell you about a group of secondary school children from South Tyneside who are literally buzzing after a trip to Westminster. Four pupils at Mortimer College in South Shields got the chance to visit the House of Parliament a couple of weeks ago and tell MPs and Lords about what their school is doing to promote diversity and inclusion. Our political reporter, Helen Richardson, has been to meet Sonny, Belle, Scarlett and Ryle and the deputy head teacher, Joanne Thornton.
I think it was an exciting opportunity. Originally, they had wanted a school in London, and the campaign, with it being inclusive, had been against that and wanted to bring someone that hadn't always had the opportunity to go to London.
London calling to the faraway towns. And you didn't just get to see Parliament, did you?
Well, one of the students wrote to the Prime Minister, and although the Prime Minister couldn't meet us, we were invited to 10 Downing Street.
What was that like?
It was quite a surreal moment, walking through the black door and just being allowed to freely walk around the place and just touch and sit down on anything we wanted to. It was very bizarre, wasn't it?
Absolutely shocking, because even though you can get a tour of Parliament for a bit of money, you can't say that you've got a tour of 10 Downing Street, can you? So it's absolutely amazing experience. My favourite room was the Thatcher Chamber. Every Prime Minister who served a full term adds something to it. And the reason I like it so much is because of Theresa May's comfy chair that she put in there. It's the most comfiest chair I've ever sat on.
You loved meeting the MPs and the Lords, and you recognised some of them, didn't you?
Yes, I'm a big fan of politics. I watch the Houses of Parliament debate and the Houses of Commons debates all the time. And I also recognised Emma Llewellbuck, the MP for South Shields.
And you will have talked to the MPs too about inclusion and what's happening here at school.
We're on a journey and we're trying to challenge stereotypes. We're trying to ensure that we have an inclusive curriculum. So, for example, in science, a lot of the scientists that the students would traditionally look at are dead white men. And we've made sure that they're more relevant to what is happening now. So the students can look at it and think, yeah, I can see me in that.
See, like, our school, like, we're, like, really diverse, I would say, and, like, we do, like, in English, we'll do, like, poems about, like, maybe people who are, like, LGBTQ+. I'm really thankful for being able to go to there. Yeah.
What a great experience. It's fantastic. And Scarlett, how important do you think it is to be able to go and tell the MPs about what's happening here?
Oh, definitely. I think it's one of the most important things to do, because I don't think many schools, and not even like the Northeast, like England, don't talk about different like religions or like sexualities or gender. Like, it, especially in primary schools, I think it was just Christianity all the way through, and then the Nativity every single year.
Belle, what was the best thing that you can remember from your time in London?
Everything, because it was so unreal. I really liked 10 Downing Street. And I saw Larry, which was very nice, because I love cats and dogs.
You got to stroke Larry the cat, didn't you? You were very brave, because I don't think I would have dared. When you went to Parliament, what was that like? Were you kind of like overwhelmed with how big it is? It's like a big palace, isn't it?
Oh, it was huge. But I love seeing Emma Llewellbuck. She was so lovely, and she showed us the debates in the House of Commons. It was unreal, because you'd see it on telly all the time. I'm just sitting there looking at it in real life. Mm-hmm. And I saw MPs. And I thought they'd be really strict, but they're like normal human beings. And they are. They were so lovely.
There we go, Helen Richardson there, reporting from Mortimer College in South Shields. Absolutely great work down there. Matt here on BBC Radio Newcastle will recap the canny cryptic clue, which, FYI, you are struggling with this morning. And we are meeting one of the stars of the brand new Barbie film, right, which has gone absolutely massive at the cinema. One of the stars studied right here in the northeast at Gateshead College, and we'll get him on the phone very soon.
On the BBC Sounds app, on your smart speaker.